right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Now, you're going to have to really behave yourself for this segment because this is not a sport for peasants. This is Wimbledon, my friend.
It's kind of like when we talk golf here on the Carolina Outdoors. Yeah,
exactly.
Another sport from the old country, if you will.
There you go.
The great Scottish sport. That's right. Wimbledon is taking place over the Great Pond, and we're going to bring Mike Lefke on to tell us about the pageantry, the traditions, and maybe the players to watch over in England this weekend as they're finishing up Wimbledon. Mike has got the Queen City Tennis Shops, two locations here in Charlotte, and without further ado, we're going to bring him on right now. Mike, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Man, we are doing wonderful, and before we talk about the excitement that they're having over there, because as we're recording the Carolina Outdoors today, they've had some unsportsmanlike occurrences and people throwing coins and players whose names we can't pronounce, but we're going to let you do all that, Mike. Tell us about Wimbledon, how it got started, and how it became the tennis tournament that it is today.
Well, I think, you know, what separates Wimbledon from all the other majors and certainly all the other tournaments in the world is the tradition. I think we're going on 130-plus years now, so, you know, it's been around longer than any of the other ones. The best way I could describe it for non-tennis fans would be the Masters of tennis. Very traditional. If you're watching the tournament, there's no, you won't see any advertisements behind the courts or anything like that. All the players are in all white shoes, apparel, and that's been like that from the beginning.
Is it still going on that way as far as the dress codes? I remember, well, it's probably 30 years ago now, but Andre Agassi came out, was a big player, and he had long hair and wore brighter colors. And he took Wimbledon by storm. Is that dress code still in effect, even in this 21st century fashions with the Williams sisters and all of those other players around the world?
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, and it's as strict as it ever has been. I mean, I think the trim on the shirt can only be, you know, less than an inch wide in color. So, yeah, I mean, if you guys turn it on today, it's all white, every player. Hats, everything. So yeah, they, you know, like I said before, it's very traditional, and it's, you know, they're still sticking to it.
Is this where tennis began? Is this where tennis was invented, so to speak?
I believe this is the oldest tournament in the world, for sure. I don't know if it began there, but as far as, you know, longevity, this is the oldest one.
And they are the, I guess, the biggest tournament that's still played on grass, where the French Open, the Australian, and all of those, the U.S. Open, they're all clay or whatnot, but these players are all still playing on grass at Wimbledon.
Yeah, that's right. So that's another thing that kind of separates this tournament from the other ones. You know, there's only a handful of grass court tournaments in the world, you know, throughout the year, and this is certainly the biggest one. You know, and they've changed the grass a little bit over the years, try to slow things down. But you know, they it is still grass court on all the outside courts as well.
Well, there's a lot of decorum and a lot of pageantry with Wimbledon. But tell us about this unsportsmanlike part.
Yeah, you know, you don't usually see that in tennis. But the last couple of days, we saw a player. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't even really know what he was doing, but he was throwing coins at the referee. So you don't really see that. And then I don't know if you guys saw it.
Was that constitute a bribe? Or
I think he was implying that the guy was getting paid to make bad calls. Something along those lines. But I didn't really get that one. But I don't know if you guys saw it. The guy tried to the guy that ripped the towel out of the young kid's hand early on in the first round. Did you guys see that?
No, but I heard the queen was a gasp.
our number one player, the American number one, Jack Sock, is a player to look for, Bill. I know you're always looking for the up-and-comers.
Oh, yeah.
He's one to look for. He threw his towel to a young kid, and some old guy just ripped it right out of his hand. Jack reached out to him on social media and got him not only a towel from Wimbledon, but from all the majors sent over to him. So that was a nice thing to see.
So a little bit excitement that's taking place at Wimbledon as these players are out there playing their hearts out. How many courts, do you know how many courts that they're playing on as they work their way to center court?
You know, I don't know exactly. I mean, there's at least 15 or 16 courts that they, you know, have dedicated to the tournament. And then, of course, all the outside courts for practice and you know, doubles and qualifying. And, you know, we forget about that. This tournament, you know, technically it just started on Monday, but really they've been at it for about 10 days now with qualifying as well. So those grass courts on the outside are getting beat up.
Well,
they have at least, I'd say at least, you know, 25 or 30 courts running.
Wow. Spectators every which way.
Compare the players today back, you know, against the ones 130 years ago. I mean, the equipment obviously is going to be much improved, but tell us, you know, compare those players.
Well, yeah, I mean, you nailed it, Don. I mean, the equipment for sure is the biggest thing. But, you know, when you look at the players, I mean, nowadays it is so specialized. I mean, these guys that are in the top 100, top 200 in the world have been playing tennis and have been committed to being a pro, you know, since they're 8, 9 years old. Whereas, you know, back in the old days, these guys had full-time jobs on top of, you know, playing tennis. So it's much more specialized now. You know, you mentioned the equipment, but just the, you know, all of these guys, Andy Murray, Djokovic, all the top guys have a team of people. They have 5, 6, 7 guys that are hitting partners or are strength coaches or, you know, very, very specialized. I think Djokovic, you're going to love this, Bill. I think Djokovic has a he calls him his hug coach, you know, his spiritual advisor. So, you know, the guys today are so much more specialized than they were 40, 50 years ago.
Well, it's amazing. I need one of those hug a coach, too.
You need a hug coach.
Mike Lefke, Queen City Tennis, is joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors with Don Yeager there, Bill Bartee here. And, Mike, equipment is your line of work. Can you talk about the specifics of, like, graphites or composites and how they string up their rackets these days compared to the olden days?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, just the composite of the rackets is so much different, you know, going from wood to graphite to now you've got, you know, graphite frames, but all sorts of different, different sorts of variations of that. The big thing technology-wise, too, that not a lot of people talk about, but it's as big of a deal as the rackets themselves are the strings. And really the introduction of polyester in the last 20 years has changed the game. If you guys watch Wimbledon 20 years ago, you know, you see Sampras serving and volleying, John McEnroe serving and volleying, all these guys coming in, you know, the new strings have really changed the game and have really allowed these players to hit with so much pace and so much spin that it's harder for guys to come forward. And so the game has changed tremendously in the last couple of decades. You know, you go out and watch it now, you're liable to see a four-hour battle, and the grass is all worn out on the baseline, whereas 20 years ago it was the opposite. It was all around the net. The grass was brown and beat up. So that's been a huge part of the game in the last, 15, 20 years.
What about the balls itself? Have they changed over the years?
Well, it's my understanding they have changed a little bit. You know, I think that they've made, especially at Wimbledon, I think they make the ball a little heavier on the guy side. We were getting to a point there with Sampras and Ivanisevic where it was just, you know, serve and the point was over. They were trying to slow it down a little bit for the spectators. And so I think one of the ways they did that was, increase the size of the weight of the ball just a little bit. To slow things up. So I think it's my understanding Wimbledon has a little bit heavier ball than perhaps some of the other majors throughout the year.
Well, I was not familiar with wooden rackets going out of style. Don, that's why when we challenged the home improvement guys to that doubles match, everybody was pointing at our rackets because we still were playing with wooden rackets. We need to go over to the Queen City Tennis Shop and check out that new stuff. Mike Lefke, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors and breaking down Wimbledon for us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Enjoy the tennis.
You got it. Off he goes. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.